early part of last century, great mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan, he lived for only 32 years. 32 years he was a genius from a poor background, and he was focusing on, even in the university, he did not pay any attention to other subjects, only focused on mathematics. Because of that, he could not graduate. He could not get his degree. And for his livelihood, he was taking private tuition on mathematics. And seeing his caliber, interest in mathematics, somebody suggested him to apply to Cambridge University. Cambridge University, instead of writing an elaborate letter, what he wrote, he sent a big formula, just sent a formula to the Cambridge University. He is interested to come. The professor Hardy at Cambridge University, he was struggling for months and years to solve that problem. This person had sent a formula. So thrilled, so he invited Ramanujam to come, and in the midst of the mathematical genius at that time, intellectuals, they asked many questions how to solve. Before they could complete their question, Ramanujam could able to give the formula. It's a great wonder. Great wonder. And he told the formula, whatever is coming out through me, it is every formula coming out, it has a thought of God in that one. Thought of God. Whenever he used to talk, his eyeballs used to roll to the eyebrow center. From here, Ajna Chakra, he used to talk. He used to roll his eyeballs, and from the command center. And he could not stay long in UK because of his ill health, and he had to return to Chennai. He came back to Madras then, and he was in a sick bed. Sick bed. Professor Hardy had become very close to Ramanujam. He paid a visit to him, to see him, this sick person. And Ramanujam was in the bedside. Through the window, he could see the Professor Hardy was coming. As Professor Hardy entered, he told Professor Hardy, "Your car registration, it is sum total of two cubic numbers, consecutive cubic numbers." And Professor Hardy did not understand what he meant. His after a week, it flashed to him, car registration number was 1729. Then he realized it is a cube of 9 and 10. 9 cube is 729 and 10 cube 1000. Sum total is 1729. Immediately he said, it's a sum total of two consecutive cubes. There's such a marvelous genius. Professor Hardy was known for his intellectual, highly intellectual, the intellect and intuition. Whereas Professor Ramanujam, he was operating from the intuition side. Hardy from the intellectual. We send our children to the top school, other places, we want our children to be highly intelligent. Intelligent. intelligent, Professor Hardy was highly intelligent, whereas Ramanujam, intuition. Intelligent person operates within a limited boundary, whereas an intuition person with intuition plays the game far ahead of the intuition, intellect. We are so scared. Who will steal our intellectual property? We are scared. We want to patent everything, and we are scared of losing. People are stealing our intellectual ideas. But person with intuition, no fear. No fear. Nobody can catch up. The person with intuition paves the way for so many intellectuals to follow that person. One who has operating with the intuition, there is no competition. Joy is there. Celebrate. That person celebrates the life. Person with intellect, highly intellect also, that person operates with fear. Who will steal my this one? There is no joy. Degree of freedom is limited. Plays the game within a small boundary. Person with intuition, the Ramanujam, he was talking from the intuition side, there was no competition. No competition, nobody could catch up. We only impress on our children to be highly intellect. Intuition, when the intuition opens, intelligence operates from the energy center up to your throat center. Whereas intuition is here, Ajna Chakra. In our scriptures, they depict the divine beings with the third eye, Shiva's third eye, and all divine beings having the third eye. Third eye means an intuition. Intuition center, it is far beyond any competition. Intuition center, this is the intuition center. This part has to, how to open that one, there are surgeons are there. Surgeons, the operation, it is called as Shastra Chikitsa in Sanskrita, in Indian language. Shastra Chikitsa means using the medical instruments to operate. To open this one, this is called as Shastra Chikitsa. This one who can opens this one, it's called a Shastra Chikitsa. Only through the grace of a guru, this is opened. Shastra Chikitsa, that is why a guru is called as a greatest of the surgeons. This is the Shastra Chikitsa. Shastra Chikitsa means insights from the scriptures one should have, and wisdom from inner wisdom and insights from the scriptures. Through that one, this opens up. When it opens up, you need not have to ask other person whether it's right or wrong. When it is opens, only it gives the right one. Intellectual person has to defend his or her idea. Whereas here, no defense is required. What comes out is a spurana, there is no competition. No competition, you elevate yourself. How to go to this one, you have to suppress, to get the intuition operating, suppress the noise. In our life, too many noises are there. We are always surrounded by noises. It is not allowing us to elevate ourselves to this one. Surrounded by noise, we should be able to suppress the noise. Yesterday, I talked about invest time on non-essential things. We want to invest our time and each and everything. If you look at how much of time you are investing on essential and non-essential, when you start investing time on non-essential things, essence in you increases. Your essence, in organic chemistry, they talk about essence means, essential oil means oil with fragrance. Fragrance in life increases. You have to invest time where the time is essential things invest, essential doing that one. When the noises are suppressed by spending time for yourself. Spend time for your yoga sadhana, pranayama, meditation. In the meditation, doing the meditation, your eyeballs are rolled towards the eyebrow center. The many times when we are sitting for meditation, we may have many dilemmas in life. Here, after the meditation, in the meditation seat, you get many suggestions. How to do this one? You are not thinking from the intellectual side. It happens. It dawns. For intellect to become an intelligence, you have to work hard. I have to work hard 20 hours a day, 15 hours a day to become an intelligent person. I have to be shrewd businessman, shrewd in my studies, highly intelligent. I got 99.999 in ATAR. Highly intelligent. You have to work hard. Whereas in intuition, effortless. It dawns. No effort is required. Effort, it has to elevate yourself through here. In the up to intelligence, you are bound by the Prakriti. Prakriti binds you. Prakriti, Sattva Guna, Raja Guna and Tamo Guna binds you. The Prakriti makes you, bring out the best in you. In the Prakriti is called as intelligence. Intuition to open, you have to go seek the Lord of the Prakriti. Lord of the Prakriti helps you to awaken the intuition center. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Devihesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mamevaye Prapadyante Maya Yetam Tarantite. To open the intuition center, seek the Lord of the Prakriti. Go beyond that one. When the intuition center has opened, the Vijayadashami means you start, you are victorious in life. Victorious, dasha, sha means bliss. Sha means shanno mitra sham varunaha. Bliss, da means give. Ma means me. Bliss in your life increases. Joy in when the intuition center opens up, your joy is filled, your life is filled with joy. Vijayadashami. Everyone must experience must have Vijaya in life. Open the intuition center. Spend time for yourself. Suppress the noise. Come, elevate, go beyond the noise. Like the Ramanujam, who dropped out from the university, became the genius. His formulas are still a riddle. Even after 100 years of his passing, such a genius, it was not Ramanujam alone, we also can make it. Scriptures are talking about, open the intuition center. This part, open through the Ajna Chakra, open through the Shastra Chikitsa.